Chapter 3. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? Now isn't Boaz our kinsman, with whose maidens you were? Look, he winnows barley tonight at the threshing floor. Therefore wash yourself, anoint yourself, and put on your clothes, and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. It shall be, when he lies down, that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, and uncover his feet, and lie down, then he will tell you what you shall do." She said to her, "All that you say I will do." She went down to the threshing floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law told her. When Boaz had eaten and drank, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. She came quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. It happened at midnight, that the man was startled and turned over, and look, a woman lay at his feet. He said, "Who are you?" She answered, "I am Ruth, your handmaid. Therefore spread the corner of your garment over your handmaid, for you are a redeeming kinsman." He said, "Blessed are you by the Lord, my daughter. You have shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as you didn't follow young men, whether poor or rich. Now, my daughter, do not be afraid. I will do to you all that you say, for all the city of my people does know that you are a worthy woman. Now it is true that I am a redeeming kinsman, however there is a redeemer closer than I am. Stay this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform for you the part of a redeemer, well, let him do the redeemer's part. But if he will not do the part of a redeemer for you, then I will do the part of a redeemer for you, as the Lord lives. Lie down until the morning." She lay at his feet until the morning. She rose up before one could discern another. For he said, "Let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor." He said, "Bring the mantle that is on you, and hold it." She held it, and he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and he went into the city. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, "How did it go, my daughter?" She told her all that the man had done to her. She said, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, for he said to me, 'Do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law.'" Then she said, "Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not rest until he has finished the thing this day."